He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's the January 23rd live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, it looks like we're gaining back pretty much what we lost yesterday. So easy go and easy comeback today. We've got the Dow up 278 points. Which translates into 1.1%. But if I'm not mistaken, the Dow was down 308 yesterday. So let's say we're down 30 between the last 2 days. The Dow is at 24,682. But I certainly am not complaining about this big move up today in the market. And it's being brought to you by earnings, earnings, earnings. The S&P 500 is up 18 points right now. It's at 2,650. It's up 0.7%. The NASDAQ up 52 points to 7,073. It's up 0.75% today. Russell 2000 up 10 points. That's a 0.7% move for the small cap stocks. Crude oil. Well, here's a day where crude oil is down. It's only down 15 cents, however, and the market is up. We haven't seen that in a while. Gold is down $4.70 per ounce. Gold is at $1,279 per ounce. Silver's down a couple of pennies, $15.30 per ounce. The dollar is steady today. Interest rates moving up a little bit this morning. 2.77%, and the VIX, which had a big day yesterday, is down 4.3% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting live from a little bit rainy Charleston, South Carolina here this morning. Well, we had a downdraft in the market yesterday. When all was said and done, the Dow was down 308 points yesterday. A lot of that was just centered around a few stocks. The broader market wasn't as bad as the averages looked, but all 11 S&P 500 sectors were down yesterday. Healthcare probably did a little bit better than the rest, but today we're gaining back almost all of what we lost yesterday. And yesterday it was pretty much a headline that came out about the rhetoric, the heat, the rancor going up between the two sides, China and the U.S., with a CFO from Huawei caught in the middle of it all. She is currently being held in Canada, and the U.S. is seeking extradition of her to the U.S., and this is really inflaming Chinese leaders. And, of course, let's not forget, everybody meets next week. We're talking the A-team next week between Xi, Trump, Lighthizer, Navarro, Kudlow. All the big guys will be there. Hopefully, I'm optimistic that they can finally come up with something at that meeting. In the meantime, the Chinese economy continues to slow, so there is a lot of incentive for them. I think they're more willing to play the long game if they have to, but at the same time, there's got to be a lot of pressure on them to cut a deal with the U.S., and I think we saw a lot of movement in that direction last week when they offered a plan that would basically get rid of the trade deficit over the next 6 years, I want to say. Well, in the meantime, global growth. I think the IMF yesterday had something to do with the sell-off lowering their global growth forecast. Well, today we've got earnings. And earnings are coming in better than expected. We also have the New York Times saying that the government will reopen. Now, this is the New York Times. They say that the deal between the Senate could reopen the government by the end of the week. Well, we'll see. They say that the Senate will vote Thursday on two separate bills that would bring an end to the U.S.'s longest government shutdown. One backed by President Trump includes $5.7 billion for a border wall, and the other extends funding for shuttered agencies through February the 8th, and during that interim they can work out differences. So we'll see. I mean, that does hang over the market. I don't think it's having a major impact, but I'm sure there are certain companies. I know Marriott was telling investors that, hey, you know, especially in our Washington, D.C. hotels, we're not seeing the traffic that we normally see. Well, chances of a recession here in 2019 remain low. You heard the IMF yesterday say that the U.S. Should experience 2.5% growth in 2019. And, of course, the definition of a recession is negative growth. Ray Dalio, who's a smart guy, Bridgewater Associates, he, however, sees significant risk of a U.S. recession in 2020. Boy, I've seen a lot of people coming out with that prediction. And, of course, a recession and a bear market would go hand in hand. Ray Dalio thinks the whole globe, it won't just be the United States, but it will also be Europe, China, Japan, that will drag the world into a recession in 2020. Well, let's see if he has 2020 vision into 2020. Most of the CEOs, however, meeting in Davos, Schwartzman, for instance, Steve Schwartzman, I listened to his interview this morning from BlackRock. He says, you know, we're going to probably grow 2.5 to 2.75% this year. He doesn't see any recession. And he also says, I don't know where that talk came from in the last 2 months of 2018. That's when we saw the big slide in the market. The 30-year mortgage is up a little bit this week. It's at 4.75%. Mortgage applications dip as interest rates edge higher. Well, there was another report yesterday about China and the U.S. that sent the market reeling. The Trump administration turned down an offer by two Chinese vice ministers to hold preparatory talks. Okay, preparatory talks on the trade disagreements because the two sides have not progressed at all on two very important issues. And I got to believe that one of those is the intellectual property issue. I just think that we should not budge on that one. Seems to me if we come up with the technology, our people here from Stanford or MIT or from wherever, I don't think we should be sharing our trade secrets and technology secrets. That should not be a required part of doing business with another country. That just seems like logic to me. Well, China singles out Tencent. You know, I've been tempted to get back into Tencent, and I have not. They seem to be under attack mostly by their own government. But I do see the stock is up 1.4% today. Chinese regulators shut down 733 websites, and they killed 9,300 mobile apps. Well, I hope Best Stocks Now app wasn't one of those. In the latest round of content crackdowns, the content removal started on January 3rd. The Cyberspace Administration of China. Now, you see, Trump's got his Space Force. China has its Cyberspace Force. They singled out Tencent's news product for spreading vulgar and lowbrow content. Well, that would get rid of most of the news that we get here in the U.S. if we're going to go to that standard. that was harmful and damaging to the internet ecosystem. Still no deal on Brexit. The chances of a no-deal Brexit increase, that would be like, Brexit just leave, or Britain leaving the EU without any kind of a deal. They would be totally on their own. There is that possibility right now. March 29th, that's coming up. And I think we're going to continue to see headlines on different Brexit-type news items coming up. Well, where are the best sectors now? Where's the best stocks now? This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, a 308-point drubbing yesterday, getting most of that back today, but it's all about the close. We are giving back a little bit of the morning's gains right now. We also had existing home sales yesterday plunging 6.4%. Month over month to just 4.99 million versus a 5.25 million consensus. Well, I'm just looking at the Home Builder ETF, which is ITB. You know, over the last 12 months, that thing is down 30%. I have no exposure to the home builders, the D.R. Hortons, the Pulteys, the Lennars of the world. But that sector continues to be a very weak sector. Despite a builder-in-chief in the White House, that does not seem to be helping the home builders. A lot of reasons being given for the weakness in the construction in the home building market. One is student debt. All these guys coming, guys and gals coming out of college, loaded with student debt. Where are they going to get money to buy a home? We've become a renter nation, I guess. We have very good earnings today from many companies. All right, now, we are currently reporting the fourth quarter of 2018, the one that's in the rear view mirror, as we move daily through the first quarter of 2019. But the one being reported is the one that ended on December 31st, 2018. And expectations right now are for a 10.6% gain versus this same quarter last year. And every time one of these companies reports earnings, it affects that number, that bottom line S&P 500 aggregate earnings number that is so critical to the future of the bull market. Now, we did go into a bear market briefly in December, but we came out of that bear market. It was probably a machine-driven, news-driven bear market, but we did hit that magic 20% down line nevertheless, and now we have resumed the bull market. So I'm not quite sure what to call that December, November, October blip, but suffice it to say that we are back in a bull market. Now, last night I spoke to a group of lions, the Lions Club of Edisto Island, South Carolina. A lively bunch. I had a great time there. It's really good to see all the service that the Lions perform for their community. They take up all kinds of causes, and I was very happy to be there last night, and I just gave a very brief presentation. I tried to keep it very simple, and I showed the graph of earnings of the S&P 500 since 2009. And I said, what do you see? 2009 was the bottom. Looking at a bar chart, that was the lowest bar on the chart. And every single year since then, there's been a higher bar. And we continue to be in an uptrend of earnings. We continue to grow earnings versus the previous year. And for the year last year, we were up 20% overall. And I had the natural question was asked of me, well, why did the market go down 7 or 8%? And I said, well, because there was multiple contraction. The PE contracted from 18.4, that's the forward PE, to about 15 by the end of the year. And that was caused by a Fed that was probably going too fast, spooking the market. It was also caused by the trade war that was declared, which hasn't been pretty for the market. I'm sure it's taken quite a bit of upside out of the market. And, of course, if it can get resolved, I believe that upside will come back into the market. I don't think we're going to see a forward PE of 18.5 again because earnings aren't growing at the rate that they were. But I still think there's some pretty decent upside potential in the market, and we are expecting another rise in earnings for this year, 2019, that we're currently in versus last year. IBM is helping today. IBM, a member of the Dow, a member of the S&P 500, they beat earnings. How about that? That does not happen very often. IBM is up right now 8.1%. Can you believe that? This is a stock that hit a new multi-year low back in late December at $105 per share. This was once a $215 stock. That's back in 2013. It got clear down to $105 in December. And today the stock is up 8.1%. Over the last 5 years, I also talked about earnings growth for individual companies at my speech last night. I said stocks follow earnings just like redfish and speckled trout follow shrimp. They understood that analogy in Edisto Island, South Carolina. IBM's earnings have been going backwards over the last 5 years by negative 5% per year. And what has the stock been doing over the last 5 years? Over the last 5 years, IBM's stock has gone down at a rate of 4.7% per year. Do you see the tight correlation? Earnings have dropped by 5% per year on average over the last 5 years on IBM, and the stock has also gone down by 4.7% per year in lockstep, almost exact lockstep with their earnings, not growth, but their earnings recession. And over the last 12 months, IBM is down 22% while the market's down 5.7%. The market punishes non-growth companies. They punish them with very low multiples. The PE ratio right now of IBM is 9. And I know what you're going to say. I know a lot of folks would say, well, Bill, why don't not buy it for the dividend yield? That dividend yield is 4.7% right now. Well, the problem is, look at what that's gotten you over the last 5 years. Even with the dividend yield, you take away the dividend yield, and IBM's been going down by about 10% per year over the last 5 years. With the dividend yield, it's been going down at a rate of about 4.7% per year. So I don't believe in buying stocks for dividend yield. I want growth, some growth, along with my dividend yield. Now look at this quarter. Even though IBM beat earnings, their earnings were down 5% versus the same quarter last year, which continues that trend of negative 5% growth, and their sales were negative 3% versus the same quarter last year. So even though IBM is up 8% today, you know what? I'm happy for it. It's helping the overall markets, but I would not be interested in adding IBM to any one of my portfolios. Well, what would I be interested in adding? Well, when we come back, we'll talk about that. This is Bill Gunderson.
Power generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we'll put up a, I think, kind of a soggy stock here versus one that is not so soggy. In fact, it's been a good performer of Best Stock Now over the years. We just finished up with IBM, which obviously is helping the market today, but it hasn't been much help to the market over the last 5 years, nor has it been much help to individual investors' portfolios. And you could say, well, I'm getting my dividend yield, but you're getting a drop in the stock. And when you add the two together, you've been going backwards for the last 5 years by 4.7% per year. And you may be having a good day today, but I would really question a money manager or a stock picker or whatever that currently owns IBM, because it is a non-growth company. Negative 5% growth in earnings per year average over the last 5 years. And that's translated into a stock that even with the dividend has delivered minus 5% per year, almost exactly, over the last 5 years. Okay, let's take a look at another one. You know, another story I told last night down in Edisto, which, you know, I don't know if there's more turtles. There's a lot of sea turtles down there. And there's a lot of deer. A lot of deer. We made a turn on a street, and there must have been 12 deer on someone's front lawn there. You don't need to mow the lawn around there. If you got to, and I, you know, there's plenty of shrimp, there's plenty of oysters, there's plenty of clams, and there's plenty of fish to go around down in Edisto, very pristine area of the world. I gave the scenario of soggy stocks versus stocks that have performed better. I said, you know, I try to buy the best stocks now and not the stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear, which I would put IBM into that category. Let's size up Procter & Gamble. I also gave the analogy of the big firms. The big firms, the big national wirehouse firms, which have been reporting earnings here recently, the Morgan Stanleys of the world, they really like to buy big, recognizable names. And I can rattle off, you know, Pfizer and Merck and Johnson and Procter and Gamble and IBM and all the rest, companies that have been around for a long, long time. But they're not growing anymore. Now, there's my problem. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, there's a lot of them. Let's just take a look at Procter & Gamble, all right? Procter & Gamble, over the last 5 years, 1% per year earnings growth. 1% per year earnings growth. Well, that's better than IBM's negative 5% per year. In addition to the 1% per year in earnings growth, they pay a dividend yield of 3% per year. Now, let's see how that has translated into investors' pockets, okay? Over the last 5 years, yeah, I mean, that's about right. Procter & Gamble has delivered an average return of 5.7% per year. So that's pretty much the 1% in earnings and the 3 or so percent in dividend yield. And that's what you've gotten over the last 5 years. You've gotten an average return of 5.7% per year. Over the last 10 years, the market has delivered 12.5% per year, and Procter & Gamble has delivered just 8% per year. I currently have a valuation on PG of $119. It's currently at 95. That gives it 48% upside potential. I like 80% or more upside potential over the next 5 years. You can see how handy having these valuations and these performance numbers of the stock are when sizing up and evaluating a company. Out of 5,064 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, and my Best Stocks Now database, Procter & Gamble currently comes in at 2,627. It obviously does not qualify as a Best Stock Now. Now, if you look at their most recent quarter, yes, the stock is having a decent day. It's up 4.8%, but it's given up almost half of its gain here so far. Their earnings were up 5%, but their sales were flat. And their sales have been flat for the last four quarters. So without growth, how does a stock go up? It's not easy. It's very, very difficult. Procter & Gamble is not a stock that I own, nor would I be interested in owning in any of my growth or my growth and income portfolios. But it did. It did beat earnings today, and that will help the overall S&P 500. Okay, now let's take a look. Well, let's do one more soggy one. This is a good one. This matches another story I told last night. On the way to Edisto, you know, there's some funny names down in the south of streets. A lot of streets are named after people, maybe the family that originally lived there. Are just downright funny, you know? And there was a road coming towards Edisto just past Hollywood there. It was called Soggy Bottom Road. Well, this is the low country. As I look around from my perch atop the Ashley River here, I see a lot of water. It's low country. There's not any mountains. There's not any hills. There's a lot of soggy bottoms around homes, around neighborhoods, almost everywhere you look. So with that lead-in, we'll talk about Kimberly Clark, which has taken care of a lot of soggy bottoms over there. Kimberly Clark misses earnings by 5 cents. They beat on revenues. Now, I've got a Best Stock Now for you in the last. I hate to go through all these duds, but it's necessary. It really is, because these are widely owned stocks that the big national firms, the wirehouse firms, love to own. I call them soggy stocks. Let's look at Kimberly Clark. Their earnings over the last 5 years have averaged 4% per year growth. The stock itself over the last 5 years, that's about right. It's delivered 5.8% per year, which is pretty much the growth rate plus the dividend yield, and you've got 5.8%. I call that a soggy stock. The market has done much better than that. Now, worse than that, over the last 3 years, Kimberly Clark, which makes disposable diapers, baby wipes, facial bathroom tissue, paper towels, etc., headquartered in Dallas, Texas, Kimberly Clark, over the last 3 years, the stock has gone nowhere. Now think what the market's done over the last 3 years. The market has been going up at a clip of 11% per year. Kimberly Clark is up negative, just 0.1% per year over the last 10 years. So a lot of people will come to me and they say, well, Bill, I'm going to buy it. It's got a 3.5% dividend yield. The problem is there's not any growth anymore. Look at their most recent quarter that they just reported. Their earnings were up 2% this quarter versus the same comparable quarter last year. And their sales were down 1%. Without growth, it's very difficult to get any kind of capital appreciation. Yeah, you may get the dividend yield of 3.5%, but where's the capital appreciation going to come from? This is valuable information. My valuation on Kimberly Clark over the next 5 years, $140. It has 40% upside potential over the next 5 years. I require 80% or more. K SMB, which is a $39 billion company, comes in at number 2,669 out of 5,064. Oh, no. My show is heard in Dallas every day. I hope Kimberly Clark people aren't listening. I'm just delivering the facts. Just the facts. This is Bill Gunderson. When we come back, I'll give you an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
To the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we got a few other bits of news here. Let's take a look. We got may have a deal in the weed patch. Aphria, I think that's being bought out by a company by the name of Green Growth Brands. Okay. We've got a few bank earnings. Zions National Bank, big regional bank, it's doing well. The bank earnings have been very good here in fourth quarter 2018. Zions is up 3.5% today. Another big bank, Synchrony Financial, SYF, is up 10% today. That's a good move for the Stamford, Connecticut. That's a also a credit card company. That stock up 10.1% this morning. Good day for earnings. TD Ameritrade, I know a little bit about them. They are my custodian that I use here at Gunderson Capital Management. That stock is down 1% this morning, even though they beat earnings by 10 cents. A very important semiconductor company reported today, ASM Lithography. That stock has been in a downtrend since July. Finally, maybe bottomed here in late December. Going sideways now. It is up 2.1%. Overall, the semiconductor sector has been pretty darn weak for about 6 months now. One other one, and then I'll do my featured stock of the day. United Technologies, a defense stock, it's up 4.3%. Okay, the one that I've chosen to feature today is a dividend payer, but it has growth along with their dividend. Now, they don't pay the 3.5% to 4.5% that IBM pays, but they do pay a 1.8% dividend yield, and the stock has continued to grow their earnings by 10% per year over the last 5 years. This is a large cap dividend payer, $125 billion in market capitalization. Abbott Labs, which I own in my growth and income portfolio. They reported earnings. Their earnings were up 9% year over year. And again, over the last 5 years, their earnings have averaged 10% growth. Now, how has that translated into stock price appreciation? Well, when you throw in the dividend and the earnings growth, over the last 5 years, Abbott has delivered to investors 16.3% per year. No guarantees going forward, but they have delivered 16.3% per year to investors over the last 5 years. During that same period of time, the market has delivered 7.3% per year. And the 10-year average annual return of Abbott Labs has been 15.4%. Boy, I remember the days when GE used to deliver. That was the Welch era, not the Immelt era. Abbott has delivered 15.4% on average to investors over the last 5 years. Over the last 3 years, it's been 24.5%. And over the last 12 months, the stock is up 23%. I have a five-year target price valuation of $120. That gives it 76% upside potential, close enough to my 80%. When I bought it, it had 80% upside potential. Overall, Abbott is ranked at number 93. Now, you can see how these rankings are derived. You get rankings of 2,400 with these stocks that haven't gone anywhere in years and only have 40 to 50% upside potential over the next 5 years. How valuable is that to be able to eliminate those kinds of stocks? Another thing that I'm able to do with my app is I can click on growth and income category, and I would see Abbott Labs near or at the top of that category. If that is your investment profile, I still want growth, I don't want wild stuff, and I would like to get a nice solid dividend too along the way, then you see what stocks are ranked the best in that area. And it's not going to be IBM or Procter & Gamble or Johnson & Johnson or some of the others that I have gone through, Kimberly-Clark here today, but Abbott Labs with no guarantees going forward. But when you combine a good valuation with good performance, I feel like I've at least done my best to try to increase the probabilities of success over the next 3 to 5 years. Not a recommendation, but it's an example, and I like to put it up against stodgy, soggy examples of companies that have not gone anywhere. You know, a lot of it with these big companies is mathematics. I mean, you get to a certain point, you cannot grow by double digits anymore. Things start to grind to a halt, and I went through three examples today of companies where earnings have ground to a halt. And I gave you an example of a company that's still expected to grow, that's been growing by 10%, and hopefully can continue that growth over the next 5 years. And there's a dividend yield of 1.8%. Well, anyways, I have a growth and income portfolio. I guess that's kind of the one that I featured here today. And I have a tax advantage version of that portfolio, which seeks long-term capital gains. If you would like to talk to me or one of my associates, Scott Waddell, Bart Bailey, Edie out there in Scottsdale, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. You can also check out the newsletter. I showed 2 pages of my newsletter last night to the Lions Club, which I give a shout out to down there in Edisto Island, South Carolina, a very beautiful, pristine, I would say off-the-grid type of place. You're not going to find a McDonald's there. I couldn't even find a 7-Eleven, you know. What am I going to do? But very nice part of the world. Very nice little neck of the woods. Give us a call. We would love to talk to you, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.